It's about 5:30 in the morning. It's dark outside. I just woke up super early to fight it and just get up. And I'm here without Tilda sitting next to me because we had to go to LA yesterday and we took Tilda to her doggy daycare center, which is like dog romper room with about 50 dogs running around, and they have a pool in the shape of a bone, and then if you board your dog there, it's like dog slumber party. It's just one great big room with a bunch of dog pillows and dog bunk beds. It's hysterical, and Tilda loves it. And so I dropped her off there yesterday morning, and she spent the night because we knew we were going to get back too late to pick her up. So because she has not been with us and she's not here with me this morning, I've been thinking about the story of the day that she became my dog, which is not the day we brought her home when she was 8 weeks old. It was about 9 months after that when I decided I was going to have to find a new home for her. So Tilda created, let's just call them challenges, in our household between my husband and I. It was a difficult time. And it wasn't because she was a bad dog. Tilda was a great dog. I mean, she had her issues, but as far as dog problems go, she was a great dog. In fact, at one point, sitting down, we had a trainer we were working with, and I was having a conversation with our trainer, and by this time, things had gotten really, really, really tense between my husband and I. And I just couldn't seem to... We just couldn't seem to figure it out. And the trainer and I are sitting there talking about Tilda while Tilda is lying between us sleeping under the kitchen table. And the trainer knew Tilda pretty well. And at one point she looks at Tilda and she looks at me. She was from the East Coast, very, you know, she says what she thinks, which is why I liked her. But she looked at me, she said, you know, what did she say? Now I'm totally spacing out. She said, Tilda's a really good dog, and if you can't figure out how to deal with these issues, it's embarrassing for you. And I looked at her and I said, you know, I'm actually paying you to give me information I don't already know. So this is obvious. I already know this. So let's move on and, you know, help me figure out how to do this. So it was actually kind of a funny moment. It sounds like what she was saying was being rude. It wasn't. I knew she was right, and I didn't try to hide from that. So then fast forward not long after that conversation, and my husband and I got in one of the biggest fights we've ever gotten into about Tilda and about the difficulties we were having with her. And the issues weren't really about Tilda. They were about the different approaches my husband and I had to training her and taking care of her, and what our expectations of her were. We just weren't, and the anxiety that I was feeling more than anything was that I was upsetting, that my husband was getting upset, and he kept getting upset at Tilda and me, and so all this pressure I was putting on myself to make her do the things that he wanted her to do, it was just getting unbearable. And this whole time, all these months that we were having these difficulties, I had it in my head. My thought was, if we have to find Tilda a new home, I will not participate in this process. I will not involve myself in that. He's going to have to deal with it, because in my mind, it would have been his fault. So that was what I thought the whole time, which of course just made me angry. And so then we have this big fight, and it escalates completely out of control, and my husband gets on his motorcycle and he rides off. And after he rode off, I was sitting in our living room and I said, okay, this is it. We're gonna have to find her a new home, because this is just getting to be too much for for whatever reason, this isn't going to work, and we're going to have to find her a new home. And I decided that. And I realized in that moment, I wasn't going to be able to let my husband deal with that. I was going to be the one to do that. I was going to have to find a new home for her. I was going to have to gather up all of her toys, her collar, her leashes, her food, anything that was for her. I was going to have to put it all in a box, get it all together. I was going to have to hand the leash over to someone else to take her away. I was going to have to do that. I was going to have to take that entire responsibility. And then I bawled my eyes out, and I just couldn't believe how much my heart was breaking. I couldn't, it was astounding to me how much I was hurting. And, you know, Tilda's a dog. She's sitting there kind of watching me and getting a little antsy, and because I kept crying and crying and crying. And then another realization hit me, which was, okay, if I'm now going to have to begin the process of finding her a new home, then I'm going to enjoy her while I have her. I'm not going to look at her, think about the moment that I have to hand the leash over and start crying. I'm going to enjoy her. And that's all I want to do from this point forward, for however long I have her. And then the craziest thing happened. All of these difficulties and all of the tension and all of the arguing and all of the worry went away. And my husband came back. We never talked about it again. We never argued about it again. Obviously, we did not find a new home for her. It all just stopped. And it, for me, it was about that moment of taking responsibility for letting her go, for giving her up. Because once I took that responsibility, I stopped resenting having to take these other responsibilities for her. Because part of what I had been resenting before that point was I felt like a lot of responsibility had been placed on me that I had not been expecting. I thought it was going to be more of a 50-50 thing in terms of training Tilda and taking care of her. And really, most of the responsibility fell to me, which I did not expect, and I resented from day one. And that was part of why we were having such difficulties. And it wasn't until I took the responsibility for what would have been the most difficult thing I would have had to do with her ever that I got it. She's my dog. And I have to let all this nonsense go. And I need to enjoy her. And it just stopped. And it probably sounds like a fairy tale, too good to be true, but that's exactly how it happened. He came home and we were done. And that's not to say we still don't have our frustrations with her from time to time, but they're just normal frustrations that you have with a dog who chews your socks and barks too much and can sometimes be kind of a pest. But that was the day Tilda became my dog. And I think about that day a lot, and I still look at her and just want to enjoy her and appreciate her, because we don't know how long we have her, and she's a great dog. And if we had gotten rid of her, if that had been the choice, it would have been embarrassing for me. That's my story.